The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power in accord with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The word of the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there along the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that both were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. And today I've talked about this homily, this gospel many times. This was when I was in high school, seminary, we used to have prayer groups. I was the first time I ever had to do a prayer group. This was the gospel I chose. You know, I was a junior in high school and I'm coming in, and what I knew more than anything was, "Lord, depart from me, I am a sinful man." And so when we start there, it's an act of humility, but it's also an act of self-judgment. This is who I am, God. And then God meets us where we are, but brings us to where he wants us to be. And he says to us, "Do not be afraid. I'm going to have you do things. Just look at me. Don't look at yourself." And that's what's got to happen. Because when you listen to the first reading, isn't it something it says here? And this is as something that's already happened. He's talking to the people of Colossia. He says he has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Sometimes we think we're all in darkness. He has delivered us. That is something that has already happened. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. And he has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. already done deal, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So when we acknowledge, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man, he takes us out of the darkness, he delivers us, and forgives us our sins. So we got to let him go. So let him go and be not afraid. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.